Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Today we're discussing PRRS. Dr. Becton, please update us on this disease and how it impacts our production.
Sure. To step back a little bit, monitoring and analysis of swine health information is a big part of SHCC's mission to protect and enhance the health of U.S. swine and minimize the impact of those disease threats. PRRS happens to be, if not the biggest, one of the biggest threats that we face as far as swine diseases. And so it is a costly disease. It costs producers approximately $1.2 billion a year, according to a recent Iowa State study. And it's a virus that affects all ages of pigs. And what we see from that impact include both reproductive and respiratory symptoms. So again, the name porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus. So what do we see for this? For adult animals, you can see anywhere from abortions with bred sows. You can see failure to breed, poor performance on boars. All of those things can be identified, as well as farrowing challenges with stillborn pigs, low mortality piglets born. And then in growing pigs, again, we'll see sudden death, poor appetite, depressed pigs, fever, respiratory illness, and even increased susceptibility to other pathogens like Strep suis or Actinobacillus suis. And so PRRS is a big challenge because it can change very rapidly. And the only way that we can identify those is through accurate monitoring. And so SHCC's got two different programs that we rely on heavily to understand what's going on in the industry. And one of those is the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, which is a volunteer project that looks at sows and what status they are. And so it reports each week from the volunteers whether their herds are positive or negative, and then what status within that. Are they stable? Are they unstable? Are they negative? Are they vaccinated? And that helps us understand what's going on in the sow herds. And they represent over 50% of sow herds in the US. The other group's the Swine Disease Reporting System out of Iowa State. And this encompasses diagnostic data from all ages of pigs across the US. And it represents six different veterinary diagnostic labs. And the results are reported as PCR. And that tells us if that viral material is present in a pig. And so the SDRS monitors, again, on a monthly basis, what goes on in pig production through the diagnostics. What age of pigs are affected, what virus is present, is it a variant or not, and also looking at where it is occurring in a state. So a lot of really good information that comes back to inform us what's going on for the State of Union for PRRS across all of our pork production. So we did see here recently in July that there is increased activity of PRRS, really in our wean-to-finish sectors, but in other sectors too. And that is somewhat unusual for summertime. Our expected trends are to see increased cases during the winter with a decline in the summer. And so it just gives us an idea that we've got issues going. So what do we do? Well, the monitoring helps us identify how do we improve our biosecurity. So by improvements, I mean, how do we assess our trucking and cleanliness? Because PRRS can transmit there. How do we check on what we're doing for manure management? Because we know some studies have shown the virus can transmit through manure spreading and management. But also looking at how we test and isolate new animals coming in, how we test semen that we're using on farm, but also how we manage supplies. Monitoring for PRRS is really important to understand what's happening in the US, what strains are present, where it's present. And then that helps guide us how do we as producers and veterinarians respond? And that includes focus on biosecurity, but maybe even other interventions like vaccination.